Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Proverbs 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. The Proverbs mean like the rule, the reign, the government of it. So Proverbs have a governing, ruling, reigning, R-E-I-G-N, part of a Proverbs. It is to God to rule your life through those Proverbs, if you see what I mean. So the Proverbs of and King Solomon, think about this. King Solomon, he's the son of King David. King David committed adultery with Bathsheba. And because of that, the sword of Ammon shall not depart from thine house. So from then on out, King David, because of that mistake, had trouble. But he was a man after God's own heart. God forgave him. Then King Solomon was born after him, you know, through Bathsheba, King Solomon, who became his number one heir. But King Solomon had trouble with women. My God. He didn't just have a Bathsheba. He had, 700 concubines and 300, 1,000 women pulling at him all the time. Can you imagine that?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Proverbs 1 and 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom. I'm not going to explain. I'm just going to read through this.
Yes, sir.
To know wisdom and instruction. To know wisdom and instruction and perceive the words of understanding. That's a big deal there. To know wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding. So without the Holy Ghost, wisdom is a major characteristic of God the Father and the Holy Ghost. You might could say it's somewhat of a helpmeet to them.
Yes, sir.
To carry out what they, wisdom. You know, you might could say it like that in some ways. So the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction and perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom. So wisdom has great instruction. The Holy Ghost gives instructions, but the wisdom carries it out, helps apply it, apply. So to know wisdom, instruction to perceive the words of understanding, to receive instruction of wisdom, of judgment, of justice, judgment. So with wisdom, you can receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Knows be discreet, know what to do, don't do the wrong thing. A wise man will hear. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. He'll increase his learning. We need to learn. I hope I'm a good learner. I do. So a wise man will hear, will increase learning, and men of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. He'll seek wise counsel. If he has good understanding, he'll seek wise counsel to understand a proverb and the interpretation. The words of the wise and their dark sayings, their secret sayings, you might say. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but the fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law of thy mother. She carries out what I have set in motion as law. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. In other words, it's a real joining. It's a seizing, you might say.
Yes.
S-E-I, right? Okay. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Remember that.
Yes.
If sinners entice thee, and he's going to get down here and show you in a little while what a big thing of enticement is, what you better watch almost above everything else, or at least at the top. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come unto us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily, for the innocent without cause. Don't do it. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave. Don't do that. And whole as those who go down into the pit. Don't have a part of that. We shall find all precious substance, and we shall fill our houses with spoil, like reward of spoil of enemies. Cast in thy lot among us, and let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way of with them. Refrain thy foot from thy path. So remember this here. I'm not explaining this today. We'll get through this, then I'll get into the message. But this is very important. Stay away from wrong people. Don't even entertain. Stay away. My son, walk not in the way of them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, like the snare. Caught in a snare, a bird, like you would be. And they lay wait for their own blood. They wait privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of owners thereof. And I can't get into it today, but later on in Proverbs, it talks about wisdom is greater than rubies, greater than treasures, greater than money, greater than this, greater than gain, greater, 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 right? Wisdom crieth without, she utters her voice in the street. She crieth without, utters her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. She's trying to help you. Why is she? Because she's a characteristic and like a helpmeet to God the Father and the Spirit of God. She helps to apply correctly, discreetly, what God says. Okay, so that's why referred to her as she. That's one reason. She cries in the chief concourse, chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates in the city. She utters her words, saying, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? How long will you get tricked and tricked and tricked? How long? In their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. They do. Don't have anything to do with them. They hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Reproof of God. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, if you do. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded." There's a lot of people today. "But you have set at naught all my counsel." You don't listen to it, don't pay any attention. "And with none of my reproof, you won't receive my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity." I'll laugh at your calamity. "I will mock when your fear cometh." I will mock when your fear cometh. "When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind." That's real fast. Take you up and spin you around. "When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then, shall they call upon me, but I will not answer them." They rejected so long. "They shall seek me early, but shall not find me." But if you're really earnest with the Lord and you seek him early, the Bible says you will find him. But these kind can't get to a place they can't find him. "For that they hated knowledge, because they hated the knowledge I gave to them, and did not choose the fear of the Lord," the reverence, respect of God. "They would none of my counsel," wouldn't listen to it. "They despised my reproof." They didn't like correction. "Therefore," better see what it's there for, if it's there for, "shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of simple will slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." You say, well, fools making it, well, they'll destroy you. "But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely." Hearken unto God, you'll dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Now we'll keep going. No explanation, just reading. "My son, if you wilt receive my words, hide my commandment with thee." Receive my words, hide thy commandment with thee. "So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom." So that you incline your ear unto wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom. "And apply thine heart to understanding." Remember that word, apply. Apply, apply. Thy heart to understanding. "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as hid treasure, that you'd try to go after something like that. In other words, he said, wisdom's greater than that. Then shalt thou, if you seek after wisdom like that, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. But just having the knowledge of God, you have to, it has to be revealed to you, and you have to know how to apply it and use it. Okay? For the Lord giveth wisdom. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and receiveth the way of saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness. Only then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee. But you've got to have the Holy Ghost, and you've got to have wisdom and knowledge to have correct discernment, right? Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, delight in the forwardness of wickedness, whose ways are crooked, they're forward in their paths, to deliver them from the strange woman. To deliver thee from the strange woman. He said, I said all this to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again. Return again, neither take they hold on the paths of life. She has them, leading them right into hell. Right. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. For because of the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. Now, without much explanation, that's Proverbs chapter 1 and 2. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy wisdom get understanding. It's the principal thing. It's the first thing in place, time, order, rank, on and on and on. Wisdom knows how to apply the direction and the knowledge of God. The knowledge and direction of God. Knows how to apply, how to use, how to show you to use it. See what I'm saying? So wisdom is the principal thing. It's the first thing in place. It first in order, first fruits. Wisdom isn't the Holy Ghost, but rather chief one of the Spirit's attributes. It is a big attribute of God the Father. When you say Holy Ghost, it's the Spirit of the Father. A father who also is a husband. So wisdom is not the Holy Ghost, but rather chief one of the Holy Ghost attributes and characteristics. Wisdom is the ability to judge correctly and apply the best course of action. This is something I wrote down here. Wisdom is the ability to judge correctly, apply the best course of action based on knowledge and understanding. Again, wisdom is the ability to judge correctly and apply the best course of action based on knowledge and understanding that you have. The moral skill for living revealed based on God's word as how God desires how you to act in all kinds of situations. Anybody hear that?
Yes, sir.
Sure it does. Now, when we get to wisdom, we have Strong's Concordance. We have this, that, and the other, on and on.
Right.
But then when you go to the original Hebrew, how it was originally written, it gives you even more insight into what it is. The word wisdom in King James looks like chokmah, but it's kokmah. To pronounce it, kokmah. It's from three to four Hebrew words here. Chet, kaf, het, kaf, mem, and also hey.
Yes, sir.
Anybody here? So what is chet? Chet is like a fence, a doorway to the anointing and knowing how to apply and use the word of God. Chet, the first letter of wisdom, is like a fence, a doorway to the anointing and knowing how to apply and use the word of God coming into being inside yourself.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Kaf is like the covering anointing hand of God. The covering anointing hand of God.
Yes, sir.
Mem is the word of God or the womb or the water.
Yes, sir.
Mem, the word of God, the womb or the water. And hey implies Hoyah. It is the first letter of Hoyah. The breath of God. The breath of God.
Yes,
hey. The enablement of God. How something is able to come to pass. So, Hoyah. Hey implies Hoyah because it's the first letter of Hoyah. It's the breath of God, the enablement of God, how something is able to come to pass, to be, become, happen, have, and how to apply and to use this. It comes to be like behold, like divine enablement. Can you see that? Kokma, which looks like chokma, but it's kokma pronunciation, can be broken down in two parts. Kok and ma, potential and what is. But potential and what is. So kokma can be broken down into two parts. K-O-A-C-H, kok, potential. And then ma, what is, potential, what is. Thus, it carries the idea of the potential of better understanding. It carries the idea, wisdom, of the potential of better understanding what is or the potential of what will be.
All right.
Better understanding of what is or what will be and how to apply it and how to use it. How to apply it, how to use it, how to apply it, how to use it. This is related to the first dawning of infinite light that occurred at creation. The first word in the Torah, the first word of Genesis is Bereshit, which is translated in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And we do know that the scripture says that wisdom was with him in the beginning because it was a characteristic part of him, right? Now, this is related to the first dawning of infinite light that occurred in creation, the first word in the Torah, the first word of Genesis, which is Bereshit, which is translated in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the Targum, Jonathan, is translated with Kokma, knowing how to carry out, knowing how to carry out, and the Holy Ghost is the force behind it and all that, how to carry out, God created the heaven and the earth. Well, his spirit, his creating spirit and his word and all that. But wisdom is knowing how to do it.
Yes, sir.
You might say, okay? So with Kokma, knowing how to carry out, God created the heaven and the earth, Psalms 104, verse 24, Psalms 104, verse 24, says you have made everything with wisdom, with Kokma.
Yes,
you have made everything with wisdom. In other words, you have the... You know how to do it. You're the creating power. You're the creating force. But you know how to do it because you are full of wisdom. Is that a way to say it, maybe?
Yes, sir.
It carries the idea of God's creativity. It carries the idea of God's creativity and his energy personified. So Kokma, wisdom, carries the idea of God's creativity and his energy personified and knowing how to carry it out, how to use it. If you don't know how to carry something out and don't know how to use it, well, what good is knowledge going to do you? What will it do for you? If you have power, if you don't know how to use it, what will it do? Wisdom is an attribute of God, an attribute, a characteristic of God, and is energy that flows from him and involves knowing how to apply this energy of God.
Yes,
you're, Wisdom is an attribute of God and is energy that flows from him and involves knowing how to apply this energy. His wisdom is in the skies. God's wisdom is in the skies, Job 38:36. By it, he numbers the clouds, Job 38:37. Founded the earth with it as an aid, a help, Proverbs 3:19. And made all things, Jeremiah 10:12. Jeremiah 51:15, Psalms 104:24. It is with him. Wisdom is with God. Job 12:13. Not to be found by the most persevering human search. Just by human search, you really just can't find wisdom. It takes God to help you to do it. Job 28:12-20. He alone knows it. Job 28:23. He alone gives it. Proverbs 2:6. And shows its secrets. Job 11:6. So wisdom is like personified. It becomes personified. It's personified in God. Scripture personifies wisdom, knowing how to apply, use, carry out, who existed before the creation of the world, reveals God's and acts as a helping agent, helping agent in creation. She was begotten before all things to help carry out the architecture and counsel of God in creation, Proverbs 8:31. So she was begotten before all things. God had her in himself before all things. And she would like help with the architecture and counsel of God in creation. God counseling himself, having a board meeting with himself. Proverbs 8:22-31. She helps build a palace and spreads a feast for those who will receive her instruction. Think about an engineer. Think about an architect. An architect has knowledge and enough wisdom according to the codes and this and that and the other to know how to plan something, draw it out, and for it to be complete, and all this so it can be built. So there's wisdom in that. There has to be knowledge and learning in engineering, but you have to have wisdom how to carry it out. You really do, honestly. So she helps build a palace and spreads a feast for those who will receive her, being public, being expressed. Proverbs 1:20. Proverbs 8:1, 5:11-12 verses. She gives her pupils kind of understanding about the divine spirit inside them.
Yes,
Proverbs 1:23. By her discipline, simply become wise. People can become wiser by the discipline, which is the Holy Ghost, but her help carrying it out. By her discipline, simple becomes wise. Rulers rule wisely, and those seeking her are richly rewarded. Proverbs 8:14, Proverbs 8:1-21. You see that?
Yes,
so wisdom is a mighty, mighty helper.
Yes.
Inward characteristic of God the Father that he brings forth by his Holy Ghost, by his Spirit.
Right.
It is a big helping aid of how he figures things out.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So without wisdom, you don't have much. One Jewish definition of Kochma is defined as the germinal, or being the early stages of development, highly condensed revelation of godly light in the highest level of immanence. That is, in the life force of all of the creation. Wisdom is in it. By God's wisdom, he knows how to do everything.
Yes.
By God's wisdom, him being the number one engineering architect of the universe forever.
Yes, sir.
Think about him. No man can ever match that.
That's right.
True?
Yeah.
So that's a big part of wisdom. Is it or not?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is awesome. How many can see that God is the number one universal engineer, architect, wisdom of all? More than you can imagine, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, God's wisdom will preserve it and sustain you and give you understanding. God's wisdom, there is the revelation and the revealing of the Spirit of God. There's a revelation of the Spirit of God, the revealing of the Spirit of God. But the wisdom of the Father and the wisdom of the Spirit of God shows us how really it's used. How to use it, how it's used, how we apply it. You know, we have to see it, and then it shows us how to apply.
Yes, sir.
How to apply something, how to see it, how to apply. So God's wisdom will preserve, sustain, and give understanding. Proverbs 2 and 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Aren't you glad He does?
Yes,
so, for the Lord giveth wisdom. The Lord Jehovah giveth, He gives, He gives over, He grants, He bestows, He renders it upon you. He distributes it, different degrees to different people. He yields it, offers it, He commits it, and He lays it, the wisdom He gives you, He lays it to your charge. You are to use the wisdom that God lays to your charge. And not everybody has the same degree of wisdom, but it doesn't mean they don't have wisdom. Some have more than others. Some can receive reproof more, on and on and on and on and on. Some understand the engineering side and all that, on and on and on. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of the mouth. So He giveth wisdom. He giveth kokma, wisdom, wisely. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Aren't you glad He does? But remember, He won't give wisdom to those two chapters I read you. He won't give wisdom to those who will not receive reproof.
Yes, sir.
Because wisdom has governing, ruling, reigning, government in it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So God will not give wisdom to those who will not receive His reproof, His judgment, His direction, His correction, etc., etc. But to the upright and to the righteous, God gives wisdom. And God's wisdom will preserve, sustain, and give understanding.
Amen,
amen, somebody.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
You see that, everybody?
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.